This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. The people God chooses and equips for leadership are often not the people a board of directors would choose as a company's chief executive officer. God's qualification for leadership boils down to being a dedicated servant. No fancy education or extreme confidence needed. God's man or woman needs only a willingness to follow where God is leading them, and sometimes to wait. The Bible tells of one of God's leaders named Moses. He was a murderer in young adulthood and, by his own admission, not a public speaker. Moses was not CEO material. Nevertheless, God called and equipped him to lead his entire nation out of slavery from Egypt. God, in the form of a pillar of fire and smoke, directed the Israelites toward the Red Sea. Meanwhile, the Egyptian army pursued the people until they were trapped against the water. The people panicked, but Moses reminded them, "God will fight for you. Be calm." What happened? God miraculously opened a dry pathway through the water. The entire nation walked right through to safety, but the waters closed in and the Egyptians couldn't follow. In the time between imminent danger and rescue, Moses had to cry out to God and wait. Waiting refines and sharpens our senses, underscoring our absolute dependence upon God. Diligent waiting isn't an ability we immediately associate with good leadership. Waiting is hard. Waiting is an exercise in following God. Each of us can grow by practicing diligent waiting on God.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.